Are you looking to build your own company? Are you looking for the easiest way to turn your passion into an income? Why don't you look at Podia.com? Sell your online courses, memberships, and digital downloads all with Podia, with no technical headaches, zero transaction fees, and unlimited everything. The easy way is you create your product, add it to Podia, start selling. The hard way, you've got to go out, create your product, buy a domain, set up a website, find some video or hosting platform. Everything you have to do to get it off the ground. Not with Podia. Podia makes it easy. With unparalleled customer support, it's what I use. I encourage you to visit Podia. And if you follow my link at johncdonahue.com/podia, you can get a free 14-day trial. johncdonahue.com/podia. That's Podia, P-O-D-I-A. Every day we deal with success and failure. Some people struggle with success, some people struggle with failure, some people struggle with both. But today we're going to focus on failure. The truth is, in life, the question is not if you're going to fail, it's usually a matter of when, and how you deal with that makes all the difference. Good morning and welcome to The Morning Motivator, where we give you the motivation, encouragement, and focus to start your day off moving in the right direction. When I'm coaching someone, one of the first questions that I normally ask them is, if you knew that you couldn't fail, what would you try? And the reason that I ask that is I'm normally dealing with someone who is struggling with achieving something or taking the first step, and they really need to take that fear of failure out of the equation so they can start dreaming. Once I can get someone dreaming, I can get them thinking about the future and starting to make the first step towards success. But let me ask you a question. The last time you failed, did you stop trying because you failed, or did you fail because you stopped trying? The truth is, the more you do, the more you're going to fail. It's inevitable. The more you fail, though, the more you learn. And the more you learn, the better you actually get. So instead of fearing failure, what more of us need to do is to live that life embracing it, getting comfortable with it. I don't think anybody really enjoys failing, but I think people enjoy the process of learning and getting that experience. And unfortunately, the reality is we have to deal with failure. Because in life, the question is not if you'll have problems, but how you're going to deal with those problems. So if the possibility of failure were erased, the question becomes, would any of us really try to achieve anything? Because there's no possibility of failure, some people won't see that as a challenge and they'll just become very complacent. But we're not like that. We want to be achievers. And the reality for us is when we fail, when achievers fail, we see it as a momentary setback. We view it as a momentary event, not a lifelong epidemic. And this is where a lot of people struggle. When you go through a failure, some people think that is a lifelong epidemic. They see that as something that's going to be branded upon them for the rest of their lives, and they get defeated by one setback. Maybe they've gone through a series of setbacks, and they've allowed their mind to convince them that they should no longer keep trying. But recognize this, you will spend most of your life making mistakes. It's human nature. We're going to fail. But the reality is we're going to succeed too. If you take action and keep making mistakes, you gain experience. And the one thing that no one can take away from you is the experiences that you learn. So embrace that adversity. Embrace that failure. Try to make it more a regular part of your life. Because if you're not failing, you're probably not trying to achieve anything. You're probably not moving forward, and you're probably not succeeding. So know this. The next time that you find yourself jealous of what some other successful person is achieving, know that they've probably gone through many, many experiences that were both positive but mainly negative, and they've gained that experience. They've learned from their mistakes. They've failed forward, as John Maxwell would say, and you cannot see all of that hard work on the surface. So don't be jealous. Just know that they've gone through the fire, and they've stood up, dusted themselves off, and they've kept trying. Just like you will. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen. And if you would, please go to iTunes and leave a review and let me know what you thought of the podcast. Also, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, you can visit johncdonahue.com. I hope that you have an incredible day, and make sure that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.